Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Isaac and Suk are ready to predict this week's college and NFL outcomes with their usual laser-like accuracy.
How about if I take your money and kick you in the balls three times? No. Is that a fair deal?
A deep dive on the games that matter and some that don't.
Football is football.
Football's football.
This is Roppin' the Bank with Isaac and Suk, brought to you by Ryan Huddleston of Hometown Lenders. For refinancing or new home loan options, go to the local experts. The best rates in town with a process that's so easy, it's like robbing the bank. To learn more, contact Ryan at RyanHLoans.com. Robbing the bank on 1080.
Somebody's making money.
The Fan.
Now, just because Rob's gone doesn't mean we stop robbing the bank. Of course, Dave Bartu joins us. Dave, you with me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm hanging in there. Actually, it'll probably be more interesting. Well, I mean, everybody's disappointed Rob's not here, because if you just bet against all of his stuff, you're up a lot.
So the
downside is the anti-Rob fund is going to not increase this week.
Yeah, you're not able to fade Rob's picks. Now, Lynch, you have the records.
I do, and I'm going to be the one trying to keep track of all this stuff while Rob is out. In first place is Dave Bartu. He is 42-34 so far. Although his fugly game of the week is just 3-6, which is disappointing.
It's still my favorite pick. And the 1 week we're off, Dave went 9-1 or something.
Yeah,
I went 10-1 last week, dude. It was the best week yet.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, it didn't count, Dave. Sorry about it.
Second place is yours truly. I am 23-19. Third place is Suk, who is 22-22-1. And then Rop is in last, and will probably stay there because he's not going to be making picks for a couple of weeks at 20-23.
Me, right in the meaty part of the bell curve. I'm the Portland Trailblazers of sports picking. All right, Dave, do you want to start us off? Because you're dominating here.
Well, I should just pick. Rop's going to get all the spread picks. How about that? He can have all the spread. I got a ton this week. Let's kick it off with tonight's game. We better get this one over with. Dallas Cowboys, New Orleans Saints, opened at 48. 48 is a magic number this time of year in the NFL. Last week, 48 opened, went under all three times. 3-0 right there. We're going to try to make it 4 in a row. In fact, 5 in a row, because Dallas, New Orleans.
It is now at 46, Dave. 46.
Yeah, so we're going 46. And Minnesota, Detroit opened 48 as well. It is down to 46.5. So we're doing Minnesota, Detroit, same thing, under 46.
Now 47 on Minnesota, Detroit. So a little extra for
even
you.
Better. Even better. But hey, listen, if anybody's going to be betting these things, if you're going to be trailing these things, you got to wait for the close. If it's at 47.5 or higher, don't bet it. It's all about the move and the close. So just wait till Sunday morning.
All right, I am going to take my first one then, and they've burned me before, and this will be my final chance. I still think Dallas is good, and Dallas is getting healthy, and New Orleans is not, and the fact that Taysom Hill, who cannot throw the football, I cannot figure out how he's a starting quarterback, and I'm getting, I got the 6.5, it's not at 7. If it was above a touchdown, I think it would scare me, but I am going to take Dallas, and I will lay the 6.5.
My first pick is going to be...
What was that, Dave? You scared me there.
No, good. We're good. Sorry, I'm just in the background. 60% of the time on this move, the road team covers. The numbers are in your favor.
Nice.
My first pick is going to be looking at two teams who have been playing differently but expecting a bit of a flip in this game, and that is the Chargers and the Bengals. Bengals have been playing quite well the last few weeks. The Chargers have been a bit more inconsistent. The Chargers on the road are 3-point underdogs in this one. I think LA wins straight up in this game, so I'm going to take LAC plus 3.
All right, Dave, hit me with a couple more.
We're going to go 3 unders in a row. Tampa, Atlanta opened at minus 50.5. Look, 50.5 in the NFL is automatic under bet. Almost 80% in December go under 50.5 when it opens at 50.5.
It is still 50.5, so the same number is there.
Exactly. So Tampa, Atlanta, under 50.5. The next under is Indianapolis and Houston. It opened at 47. I have it at 45.5.
45.
Okay, so we're still going under on the 45, but again, wait, it might come back up. And the last under of the week is going to be Philadelphia and the New York Jets, under 45.
Okay, well, I'm going to stick there, and believe it or not,
that is now at 44.5, just for those of you
out there. Oh, that's so cool. It's the right trend.
All right.
It's moving in the right direction.
All right, and then I'm going to follow that because I think it's going to be a low-scoring affair, and I am going to take the New York Jets at 7.5. I'm not certain that Philly should be favored over anyone by 7.5. And Hurts is beat up. And remember, the Jets at home
is now plus 7, Sue.
It's plus 7?
Yes.
Oh, so the Jets this year at home have beaten both Tennessee and Cincinnati. Like, I know they're bad, but Philly's not that good either. And Jalen Hurts came crashing back down to earth last week. He still can't throw the football. So actually, believe it or not, I think the Jets are in a good spot here. I don't think they win, but I think this is under a touchdown. So I'm gonna grab the points and take the J-E-T-S, Jets, and Andrew Nemec's favorite quarterback, Zach Wilson.
My next pick.
You have chosen wisely, Jason Tom.
Ooh, yeah. 2 in a row.
I love it.
My next pick is going to be Baltimore and Pittsburgh. The Ravens are 4-point favorites. Lamar Jackson looked like a rookie. He even said it himself last week. Steelers suck. Ben Roethlisberger sucks. I really do think this is going to be a huge bounce back game for the Ravens after that really ugly game last week. I'm going to take Baltimore minus 4.
All right,
we're gonna go 3 straight dogs. 3 straight dogs. We are on board with the Sukanic train. New York Jets plus 7.
There we go.
Home team is 12-4 in the last 10 years in the 5 weeks surrounding this week.
I'm aroused.
So we're taking the home team plus 7. The next dog. Oh, is there another dog? Yes. This is another dog at home. Detroit plus 7 against Minnesota.
Now plus 7.5. Even better, David.
Oh, just keep it coming. Keep it coming. The Lions are horrible. Just hopefully not 7.5 points horrible. And the last one, you'd make a lot of people probably don't even realize they're an underdog, but they are on the road. This is our road dog. Those are 2 home dogs. The road dog, we are picking up the Patriots plus 2.5 on the road at Buffalo. It opened at plus 3. And has moved in the Patriots' favor. The trend says grab the Patriots to win and cover on the road.
I will take my 3rd pick then. I will follow a 3-for-3 with the great Dave Bartu.
I will also follow said pick.
I am taking the Patriots. I have not been on the Buffalo Bills. Again, for the last handful of weeks, we've had this narrative that Buffalo is a great team. And I've seen Buffalo play 5 or 6 times, and I don't see it. They don't run the ball very well. They rely on Josh Allen, and it can get undone real quick. They don't necessarily play great defense. I like New England. I don't think the Patriots are great, but this idea that Buffalo is this juggernaut, I don't buy it. I'm taking the Pats. You're going Pats,
too? As am I. That is another pick that was on my docket. So, of course,
that's a
Buffalo
sweep.
Is going to win
all right,
by 3.
All right,
on behalf of Rop, I would like to take the Bills.
Right. Rob is also taking Philadelphia minus 7.5.
Guaranteed.
And he gets Pittsburgh plus 4.5 as well. Because now we're going 3 favorites to wrap this up. Cincinnati at home against the L.A. Chargers.
Boom.
Oh, minus 3. This is a really, really tiny data set. But the home team is undefeated in the last 10 years on this move. Jeez. In December. So we're taking the Bengals minus 3. The Dolphins at home against the Giants minus 4.
Minus 4.5 now.
Well, I don't care. Just actually, I do care. Watch where it goes. Again, folks, it may come back to four. Just as long as the trend is better than -2.5. It's open at -2.5. Money's coming in on the home team there. The trend says bet the home team. And the last one, Baltimore -4.5. I'm on board with that one, too.
Well, I feel ecstatic about my picks because my last one on my board was all aboard the Miami Dolphins Payout Express. Last year was my big money maker, and the last 2 weeks it's made me money. Let's keep riding that Dave Bartu Dolphins train. Toot toot, baby. Mike, you got one more?
No, that was my last one. I was going to take Denver +10 against the Chiefs on Sunday.
I thought about that too, and I got scared.
It is now 9.5, and I didn't want to go below the 10-point number in that game just because I think Denver's playing pretty well, and Kansas City is certainly apt to play close games, but I'm a little nervous by the drop below 10.
And you're right. Here, let me throw in something on that. The road team in the three-week window around this week in the NFL, the last 10 years, the road team covers this. It's 13-5 covered if they get +10 or more. So we are totally off the 9.5. If it hits 10, if it hits 10.5, that is, if you're thinking about going Denver, don't make sure it's at least at 10, if not 10.5. Otherwise, stay off.
That was my plan, is I was going to check a little closer to see if more money went back on the Chiefs and get them at +10. So if that hits +10, I'll make that pick, but I'm not going to make it official because right now it's 9.5.
All right, Dave, we've made our picks. You got anything else to unload on us?
A couple of notes for people listening out there, you know, that might be leaning. Vegas -2.5. Strong lean towards Vegas -2.5. Chicago, home team above, if it's +7.5 or more, Bears at home. Tampa, Atlanta, home team, real small sample, but home team is 5-1 in the last 10 years at home with more than 10.5 points off of this open. So that's another one if people are looking for due diligence out there.
All right. Well, I won't count those as your official picks, but here are the picks. I am taking the Chargers +3, Baltimore -4, and New England +2.5. Suk is taking Dallas tonight -6.5, the Jets +7, New England +2.5, Miami +4.5. Bartu is on the under in Dallas, New Orleans, Minnesota, Detroit, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, Indy, Houston, and Philly and the Jets. That's a lot of unders. He's also on Jets +7, Detroit +7.5, New England +2.5, Cincy -3, Miami -4.5, and Baltimore -4. There are your picks.
All right. Well, nothing can stop Rob in the bank, even Rob being gone. Dave, we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.